we don't have to buy the fire and sword. But the zeal of Islam is a rebuke to Christians. I am thinking of the Mormons, whose zeal to propagate the visions of Joseph Smith is proverbial. You read the full account of what that visionary thought he saw. How could anybody, you say to yourself, believe this? But many do. Among the Mormons, as I'm sure you've heard, every male member is expected to spend at least 2 full years of his time, full time, preaching Mormonism, often away from his family, in distant parts of the world, and all on his own expense. I have read because 2 Mormons came to Manhattan to convert me. When they discovered I had zeal too, they left. I have read their manual of instruction for Mormon missionaries. 40, working full-time in Manhattan, year after year. And the demands of these zealots are extreme. I am thinking of Jehovah's Witnesses, of the man who asked me in Chicago when I greeted him, "Why aren't you standing on the corner?" A good question. And Seventh-day Adventists, and the Moonies, and the Hare Krishna cultists, stopping people in airports to peddle their wares. A few days ago, I watched for over a half an hour some of these young people in the airport in Albuquerque. I almost wept with sorrow when I thought how zealous they were, selling to every bypasser a crude mixture of pantheism, Hinduism, and reincarnation. And where in God's triune name are Catholics? One reason, and they won't mind my recording this, I have done everything I can to work with and to assist the Daughters of St. Paul, part of whose charism is to go from door to door every day, distributing and selling good Catholic literature. The apostolate means bringing the sacraments and teachings of Christ to people. By now, as with so many words in our Catholic vocabulary, The word apostolate has taken on a variety of sometimes bizarre meanings. Revolutionaries are engaged in the apostolate. What does the apostolate mean on the words of the Savior himself? It means that the sacraments of Christ and the teachings of Christ are brought to souls who have been redeemed by the blood of Christ. His blood merited the grace, but someone must correspond with that grace to channel these merits. Otherwise, as strange as the expression may sound, as far as so many people go, Christ will have died in vain. Notice that both dimensions of the apostolate are necessary. It is not enough for people to hear the gospel of Christ. They must also receive the graces from Christ that he dispenses mainly through the sacraments and the sacrifice of the Mass. Notice, too, we say the sacraments, plural. Baptism for those who have not yet been baptized. Some years ago, a doctor was driving me from my residence to where I was going to help out on a weekend. We talked about the apostolate. Father, he said, I can't do too much in the apostolate in my profession, but I do what I can. I baptize every baby I deliver. Millions of Americans die without baptism. And one of the awful tragedies is that over 1 million unborn children die without baptism every year in our country. Confirmation. You would be shocked at the statistics of the number of Catholics who have never been confirmed. The Holy Eucharist, but always joined with penance. Not obviously that we must have confessed our sins before going to communion, but as I keep telling whoever is willing to listen, I am afraid there are many sacrilegious communions. Because the meaning of sin and the value of confession has been lost in so many people's minds. Anointing. To understand that this sacrament of anointing has the capacity, provided the person had been sufficiently disposed before she lapsing into unconsciousness, has the capacity of removing not just the penalty but the guilt of even grave sin. And without an act of perfect contrition, good to hear. But I am not finished yet. there is one conclusion I wish to draw and leave with all of you. What we have so far described is what the Holy Spirit has revealed to us in the New Testament, and we know it is true. Christ is to be proclaimed, and we are as truly followers of Jesus as we are proclaimers of Jesus. But after all we've seen, what is the picture in a country like ours? We see millions of souls estranged from God. I was surprised, maybe I shouldn't have been, when I was told by some of my students from India in the Bronx, the Missionaries of Charity, that Mother Teresa tells them when she sends them to America, you are going on the missions. There are millions, therefore, in ostensibly civilized countries and in nominally Christian cultures who have never heard the names of Jesus and Mary. I ask myself, and I ask you to ask yourselves, where is the zeal of a Saint Paul or a Boniface or a Patrick or a Cyril and Methodius, or closer to our times, of a Francis, or a Dominic, or an Ignatius, or a Don Bosco, or a Mother Seton, or a Mother Cabrini? Xavier used to write impassioned letters from India back to Europe, pleading with his fellow Christians to do something for these souls which, he said, are starving for God's truth, and many are losing their souls because those who have the faith lack the zeal to share it. What's the key? What is the key to unlock this zeal among bishops, among priests, among religious, among the Catholic laity? The key is the apostolate of prayer and sacrifice, begging the heart of Jesus to open the hearts of his people to a greater desire to extend his kingdom in the hearts of all men. Every day, millions of believers say in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come." Christ's kingdom will come. but only in the measure and the degree and the efficacy as there are persons who wish to see Christ known, loved, and served, and spend their lives in humble, hidden, prayerful sacrifice, even suffering, because no less than what happened on Calvary. Christ's plea, and it was a plea, "I thirst," means that he thirsted for souls, but that thirst will be slaked only when, where, and as much as there are persons who are willing, by their prayerful, humble submission to the will of God, to offer their Calvary, that the blood of Christ might redeem the souls for which it was shed. In one sentence, what the church most needs is victim souls willing to give themselves to Christ in order that the grace of Christ might extend to all mankind. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.